From Yahoo Sports, Roy Jones Jr. rips Zuffa boxing, it's going to ruin boxing, totally. Boxing legend Roy Jones Jr. believes the sport will be ruined if the Muhammad Ali American Boxing Revival Act of 2026 becomes law. The TKO-backed bill would allow the operation of Unified Boxing Organizations UBOs, which would change how boxing operates in America today, as under the Muhammad Ali Boxing Reform Act, UBOs would be able to introduce their own titles instead of sanctioning bodies. Supporters of the bill highlight positive aspects such as minimum pay per round, while opponents, such as Jones Jr. see UBOs creating a monopoly in the sport by skirting around the protections implemented by the original Ali Act. First of all, if you made the Muhammad Ali Act to save or look out for the boxers, why would you go change it for a promoter? Jones Jr. told Fight Hub TV, you basically change it back saying, okay, you put these security bars on the building so no one can break in, but since he lives in the neighborhood now and we know he likes to break in stores, we'll give him the key to it and change it so he can get in. Come on, bro. Really? So, if you didn't do good by your own people, what makes me think you'll do good by mine? Jones Jr. recognizes that Zuffa Boxing is attempting to earn favor with their boxers by giving them bigger paydays than what they have received so far in their careers and spoiling them by treating them like they are involved in a professional sports league. If it was that good, all the ex-UFC fighters would be talking about it, and they would be saying good things about it. They don't. UFC CEO Dana White has been the face of the brand, pumping up TKO's potential in the boxing space. He's described taking on other boxing promoters as beating up babies. Jones Jr. sees what's coming after the ball really gets rolling, given how fighters in the UFC have been treated. Look at most of the fighters that retire from the UFC, Jones Jr. said. Even the ones that come to boxing to make their real payday. They built up a name in UFC, but they couldn't make a payday. So, you want me to bring that same all to boxing? Why would I do that? So, I can't accept it. I'm sorry, I'm not the guy that says, oh, you evil. I'm not gonna say all that, but I can't accept that. My sport gives better payout to your people than your sport did. Then why would I want to change my sport? It just don't make sense. Fellow boxing legend Oscar De La Hoya and Ali's grandson, Mico Ali Walsh, recently testified to the U.S. Senate about many of the concerns Jones Jr. expressed. The fighter-promoter revenue split and the reduced transparency of financials were some of their key talking points. Walsh went as far as to say that if the bill is passed, his grandfather's name should be removed. While they both gave impassioned speeches, the likelihood that the bill will pass seems very strong. Jones Jr. sees it as a death knell for the sweet science in America. It probably is going to pass, but it's gonna ruin boxing, though, Jones Jr. said. It's going to ruin boxing, totally. They're going to be basically slaves. They're going to be owned sheep. You don't get to decide what you wear no more. You don't get to decide who you are no more. You have no identity. You're basically a sheep that does what your master says do, and that's wrong, but if that's what they want, it's on them. I'm through with boxing, thank God, because if it was me, I would have moved out the country. They're going to determine if you become that superstar. Not your skills, not your ability, not your talent. They gonna determine who becomes who. Same as UFC. They determine who becomes who. It's not about talent and winning no more. It's about who they want there. That's what they're trying to do to boxing. I'm sorry, that's not right. I don't care who you are. As Jones Jr. continued his fiery rant, he explained that in the future, bigger boxers will move out of the country to avoid dealing with UBOs and Zuffa boxing. He ultimately sees TKO's efforts as turning boxing into the UFC-style model of fight promotion. You got to kiss their ass or you can't fight, Jones Jr. said. You got to move out the country. That's what you want to see in boxing? No, it's not. But that's what's about to happen, and they too idiotic to understand that. Most of the people around too idiotic to understand what's really happening. They don't understand. By the time they get ET, it's already too late. It's almost too late now. Nico understands, that's why he went there. Oscar understands, that's why he went there. But most people in boxing understand, they don't understand. They see a few more dollars, that's great money. No, it's not. It's great money now, it's not great money tomorrow. History is going to be erased. there's going to be no such thing as WBC, WBA, IBF, and WBO champ no more. Terence Crawford was known for being the four-belt era champ in three weight divisions. That's going to be gone now. No chance to do that anymore, and that's what we want in boxing. So we're gonna kill the history to make it look like the UFC. Man, get out of here with that. This article originally appeared on MMA Junkie. Roy Jones Jr. fears Zuffa Boxing will erase the sport's history.